Let me introduce and pass the discussion to Professor Michael Littman.
Thanks so much. Artificial intelligence, AI, sounds kind of fancy and mystical, and maybe that's how it was thought of in the early days and in Hollywood movies, but these days it's really just a subfield of computer science. In computer science, we find better ways of telling machines what we want them to do on our behalf. The AI subfield is concerned with solving problems that we think of as involving natural intelligence. Now, one of the unfortunate things about being an AI researcher like me and Charles is what happens once we are able to build a system for solving an AI problem. People realize, wait, I guess that problem didn't actually require natural intelligence after all. I guess it was never AI. Why were you even working on that? As an example, consider a system that can give you turn-by-turn directions between any two places in the United States in fluent English. 20 years ago, that would have been one of the most advanced AI systems around. But now, navigation apps are a commodity, and we don't even think of them as being particularly intelligent. Oh well, recalculating route. The latest round of practical AI breakthroughs are built on a technology called deep learning. To understand what deep learning is, it helps to take a step back and think about the four ways we have for telling a computer what to do. I like to summarize these ideas using an old Reader's Digest quote. The mediocre teacher tells, the good teacher explains, the superior teacher demonstrates, the great teacher inspires. Traditional computer programming uses the tell approach. We give computers explicit step-by-step instructions to follow. These kinds of programs are not generally thought of as AI because all of the intelligence is in the choice of instructions made by the programmer. An alternative to telling is to program a computer by explaining. Here, the programmer defines an explicit objective that the program needs to achieve. The computer then gets to select what instructions to follow to accomplish the objective. That sounds a little more like AI, right? That's how we get computers to play board games at an expert level. We write code that defines the legal moves of checkers and the definition of winning the game. And then we let the checkers program consider millions and millions of alternatives in search of moves that would result in a win. Because the programmer isn't the one deciding on the specific moves, she can use this explaining approach to create a program that's actually better at checkers than she is. Versions of this idea are used to land planes and even trade stocks. If we can define the rules of the game and the conditions for winning, the computer can sometimes surprise us with solutions we hadn't even considered. In this explaining idea, we still need to write down very precisely what it means to win. An alternative is teaching by example. We can demonstrate the behavior we want and leave it to the computer to figure out instructions that reproduce our decisions or behavior. That's where deep learning has been the most influential. As an example, consider creating a program to recognize pictures of sports cars in images. It's very hard to create explicit instructions that tell the computer how to do it. People have worked on this problem for decades, and the results were not inspiring. Now, we can collect thousands of photographs of sports cars on the internet and millions of other photographs and ask the computer to find a set of instructions that let the computer pick out the sports cars in the example images. The deep learning approach to this problem arranges the instructions in a simple form where rules look at patches of the image and other rules and decide how strongly to react. These rules bear a cartoonish resemblance to the neurons in our brains, so the collection of rules is called a neural network. The definition of the rules can be iteratively improved, so they collectively predict whether they are looking at sports cars more and more accurately over time. Now, you might ask, why do we want a program to recognize sports cars in the first place? But for one thing, it could be useful for a self-driving car to know what kinds of objects are around it on the road. More importantly, sports cars just stand in for one of thousands of possible categories that can all be recognized using the same deep learning technology. The idea of programming a computer by inspiring is a mix of the explain and demonstrate ideas. Here, the computer observes your behavior and tries to guess the objective you use when you make decisions. Then it applies the same objective to make its own decisions. A dramatic example of this approach is used to create programs that produce deep fakes. These are images generated by the computer that are almost indistinguishable from real photographs. The programs are created using another deep learning technique called generative adversarial networks. They take in collections of real photographs, and then they try to figure out how we differentiate real from fake pictures. They use this understanding to shift towards generating images that would be likely to be judged as real. This collection of approaches is making it easier for us to tell machines what to do, but they also make it much easier for us to take advantage of each other on a massive scale. Thanks.